Greetings from Christ Episcopal Church in Valdosta, Georgia. It's Sunday, October the 15th, 2023, and this is an audio recording of a Vesper service held by members and friends of the Congregation of Christ Church. The service follows the order of worship for Compline, starting on page 127 of the Book of Common Prayer. This service began at 6 o'clock p.m. after the tolling of the church bell.
The Lord Almighty grant us a peaceful night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
the maker of heaven and earth.
Let us confess our sins to God. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all our offenses, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. May the Almighty God grant us forgiveness of all our sins, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia. So, together we will say Psalm 66, 1 through 11. Be joyful in God, all you humans. Sing the glory of the name. Sing the glory of his praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Because of your great strength, your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down before you, sings to you, sings out your name. Come now and see the works of God, how wonderful he is in his doing for our people. He turned the sea into dry land, so that they went through the water on foot, and there we rejoiced in him. In his might he rules forever. His eyes keep watch over the nations. Let no rebel rise up against him. Bless our God, you peoples. Make the voice of his praise to be heard. Who holds our souls in life and will not allow our feet to slip. For you, O God, have proved us. You have tried us just as silver is tried. You brought us into the snare. You laid heavy burdens upon our backs. You let our knees ride over our heads.
We went through fire and water, but you brought us out to the place of refreshment.
A reading from Luke. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then said Jesus, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Many years ago, I was attending a
I think a small 11:30, 12 o'clock service. There were not a huge congregation, just slightly larger than this tonight. And the priest said, "What did you hear in the gospel today?" And then that was it. And it's a heart-stopping moment, like, what did I hear? What did you hear in today's gospel?
And have a thankful heart to give thanks for all blessings. And I thought it was kind of puzzling in a way. I mean, the guy, it was fabulous to turn around and go back and give thanks. But, you know, I would be more like inclined to say, "By the way, thanks a lot for healing me." I mean, you know, instead of back and falling into the, it was really quite beautiful to suddenly, I wish I could be that open with God sometimes, just fall on my knees. And he said he fell on his face and thanked God.
Well, could there have been more isolating condition at that time than leprosy? I mean,
if there was, they didn't live long enough to catch it.
Yeah, right. So. And to me, what stood out was that it was the one Samaritan. Once again, we have a Samaritan.
Anybody else?
Samaritans are always getting the credit for everything, aren't they? Most of the gospels have to do with welcoming a Samaritan.
The guy who was not supposed to.
Yeah.
So why did Jesus send him to the priest? Is the priest the one who has to declare he's clean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To get accepted back into the community. Yeah.
But he was cleansed before he got to the priest, as they pointed out.
Leprosy was horrible. It ate the ends of your fingers off. It was awful. Yeah.
The only blessing was that it ate the nerves, and so you didn't feel that your fingers were falling off or that bones were sticking out of your feet. But
blessing and curse, I guess, both.
But mostly it was terribly isolating.
And live in caves,
didn't it? Yeah. And the fact that there were 10 who came together was, I think, their attempt to have some community.
Was it that contagious? Was leprosy?
I don't think it was contagious. I think
they thought it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Damon or Damien?
Yeah, Damon.
Had
yeah.
Leper colony part of Hawaii, I think, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. And I read about one in India in another book I was reading this week.
Well, why only one out of the 10?
That's what Jesus wondered.
Why do you think?
Why what?
Why? What?
I don't know. That's the question I have. Cannot more than one see who he is? Or was it just only one that was smart enough to say, "Well, that's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He'll heal me."
Does entitlement come in there?
Huh?
Entitlement? The rest of them were Jewish. And so did they just expect that, well, this is a blessing, and I'm going to go about my business because I earned it, because of what I
thought about. Maybe they had gone to the priest because they knew that was the thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe they were overwhelmed with joy and forgotten.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Forgot the source.
And I think that's what we do sometimes too, you know.
Yeah, we can get to be thankful.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times should be the norm. Our minds sometimes.
That song we learned in, I think we said, "Give thanks to the Holy One."
Mm-hmm.
That's a good song.
Well, it's also true that Jesus called them out. Where are the others?
They were all gone.
What did Jesus tell him before he told him to go to the priest?
Faith has made you well.
What do you think about that?
Well, it's like all the people in the Bible who come to Jesus and touch his robe, or, you know, they came. You got to show up before you
And he often, more than often, he will say, your faith made you well. I didn't heal you. Others said he healed them.
Well, sometimes he did make it. I mean, sometimes he sort of did, like with the mud and the saliva, right, and rubbing it on the eyes. And it's like he was being the part of a physician then. He was doing something. And that's what we expect of Jesus. We want him to do something. And sometimes he answers prayers in a different way than the suggestion we made to him. He didn't take he didn't take option number three. He did something else.
Well, somebody said in Sunday school class this morning, thank God he didn't answer that prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Hide us under the shadow of your wings.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, hear our prayer.
And let our cry come to you.
Let us pray. Visit this place, O Lord, and drive far from it all the snares of the enemy. Let your holy angels dwell with us to preserve us in peace, and let your blessing be upon us always. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O God, your unfailing providence sustains the world we live in and the life we live. Watch over those both night and day who work while others sleep, and grant that we may never forget that our common life depends upon each other's toil, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Entertain thanksgivings and intercessions. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us.
Amen.
This recording is from Christ Episcopal Church in Valdosta, Georgia. For more information, please check our website at www.christchurchvaldosta.org or call 229-242-5115. Thank you for joining us.